My name's Paul Zukowski. I'm the chair of Hertfordshire Liberal Democrats. The hustings event on Tuesday and Wednesday this week were really problematically timed for us because it's right in the middle of our federal conference. The hustings that we missed yesterday were happening at virtually the same time as Nick Clegg's speech. So, you know, I wonder whether Shermer will be happy to agree to come and have a hustings event on the 4th of October when Ed Miliband's on stage and talking. You know, it's a difficult and challenging time, and when we get very short notice on those kind of events and it clashes with something as profoundly important as our conference, then unfortunately sometimes we can't get people down there. We are taking this election seriously. The Liberal Democrats are committed to a democratic process. And unfortunately, what that means is it takes a little bit of time to sort things out. We are in the last, very last stages of a four-stage process, and we are confident that we will have a candidate in place when nominations open. We would have liked to have had a candidate in place significant time ago. But unfortunately, because of the way the election and developments around the election, the legislation and so on, have taken such a long time to get in place, the party has then got to decide what the procedures will be, and that took a long time. And we're now in the situation where we're getting very close to the election, but we are very, very close to having a candidate in place. And we have a plan as to what we're going to do in terms of campaigning and exposure and all the rest of it. So, I was actually quite disappointed with Sherman's comments about the situation with the Lib Dem candidate, because she stood up on Tuesday and said quite clearly that she thought whoever was elected as Police and Crime Commissioner should be really quite independent and not sort of driven by party politics. And then two days later, she's coming out and saying what seems to be exact opposite. Why aren't you standing? You know, you ought to be there. And all this, and to be honest, I do feel that she's been somewhat hypocritical on this.
And you say you know how you're going to go about it. Once the candidates announce, you've got a plan for campaigning, you've got a plan for getting the message out there. What can we expect from the Lib Dem candidate?
A considered and sensible approach to delivering on policing and crime in Hertfordshire, I think is the short answer.
The main issues being...
The main issues being how we actually manage the funding and the overarching policy direction of policing in Hertfordshire. So, I mean, a lot of concern has been expressed about things like police and police community support officers and the continued funding. And we as a party are absolutely committed to ensuring that PCSOs stay funded because... our communities need that interaction and engagement with the police, by consent. And there needs to be an exchange of dialogue, and the PCSO structure is the best way I've seen for that to happen. So we're really committed to making sure that stays in place.